This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, let's do it. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. It is October 29th, 2020, a mere 5 days away from the election. My name is Lee Elsie, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the first hour of the great program here, hosted every single night by Wayne Allen Root, I get a chance to hang out with you for an hour from sea to shining sea. All the great radio stations across the entire country, can't thank you enough. Chris pushing the buttons down there in Texas. Welcome aboard. Folks have been asking me about my predictions for, or prediction, I guess, for the presidential election, and it's pretty clear. Let me run it down for you, because I won't get a chance to talk to you next Tuesday, because Wayne's going to be here for the entire time, breaking it all down for you on election day. So for me, I consider myself, if there's one thing that I can do, I consider myself the great prophet of prognostication. In my life, I have been fortunate enough to go undefeated. Undefeated. I'm not making that up. I have yet to lose a prediction on a political race, whether it be a congressional race, a senatorial race, a mayoral race. In my life, since I started making predictions back in 2006, in fact, the very first prediction I made, I went on the air and I said Rob Simmons, who at the time was the congressman here in the 2nd Congressional District here in Connecticut, would lose in the closest race in the country. I just had a vibe. I had a feel. I don't know what it was to Congressman, now Congressman Joe Courtney, and Rob, my friend Rob, ended up losing that race by 80 votes. 80 votes! So all the way back in 2006, I made my very first official public prognostication and prediction of an election, and I was right. And since then, I predicted Barack Obama twice. I predicted our governor here in the state of Connecticut three times in a row. Predicted Trump in 2016. So I am 23-0. 23-0. Undefeated. And I'm willing to put my official undefeated record on the line, much like Rocky Marciano. I'm going to forge forward and make my pick. So, and I don't take easy elections. I take only tough elections. Anybody can take an easy election and make that prediction. I take the tough ones, and this is a tough one. And when you predict a race, like you predict a national race, it's very different than predicting a state or local race. It's completely different because state and local races are not about polls. There aren't polls. They don't exist at a state level. Even in a congressional race, and a lot of times you don't have poll activity to go with. You've got to go essentially with social media activity, name recognition, ground game, and candidate relatability and likability. That's local races. Now, on a national scene, it's more about voter enthusiasm and math. Right? Mathematics. Why math? Because there are already states that you can chalk up into each candidate's column, and all you've got to do is really look close, extrapolate the information that's given to you in some of these polls, these national polls, and you can really forecast fairly accurately if you put the work in. And I spent hours over the weekend poring over dozens of polls, and I personally ran maybe 100 simulations before I finally came up with my official final prediction for the 2020 presidential election. Now, keep in mind, most polls have Joe Biden winning easily. Right now, most polls have him up in just about every single battleground state. But you got to look closer, and you got to look at different numbers. And I dug deep, and we've talked about some of these numbers before. A Gallup poll released a few weeks back calculated a whopping 56% of Americans believe they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. This poll is important because in 2012, Barack Obama's number for this very same poll was 45. Trump's is 56. George W. Bush hovered around 47%. And even Ronald Reagan, who won in a 49-state landslide in 84, he hovered around 44%. And Donald Trump is at 56%. After a pandemic. After a pandemic, the guy's at 56%. It's remarkable. That's a huge poll to pay attention to. Also, no incumbent who has received at least 75% of the primary vote has gone on to loss and lost the re-election. Donald Trump received 94% of the primary vote, which is the fourth highest of all time, higher than Eisenhower, Nixon, Clinton, and Obama. The biggest campaign issue this year, the biggest one the Dems want to make it out to be, is COVID-19. Do you realize that there have been 11 incumbents to face pandemics during their re-election campaigns? All the way back since 1820. Those incumbents are 11-0. There's a huge advantage to sitting president. 78% win re-election. 78%. And since 1912, the incumbents are 11-3. Meanwhile, listen to this one. 59% of likely voters, including half of the Democrats, half, think that Biden is unlikely to finish his four-year term in the White House if he were to be elected. Think about that for a second. Half of the people out there who are Democrats right now who are listening to me and are thinking about who they're going to vote for, half of you don't think Joe Biden is healthy enough to make it 4 years. What does that tell you? How do you vote for a man that's not healthy enough to be the president of the United States? What does that say about you if you did? And by the way, interestingly enough, there are 350,000 Amish in this country. And most of them reside in either Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, or Michigan. In Pennsylvania, there are over 80,000 Amish. So the Amish, the very ultra-conservative Amish, will play a part in this election. So what does it all mean? Well, you don't need to have some advanced degree in geometry or political science to surmise that the former vice president will win California, New York, all the New England states. He'll comfortably win Washington State, Oregon. He'll win Colorado and New Mexico. Biden will also score in D.C., Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. And he'll also win Wayne Allen Root's home state of Nevada. Now, as for Trump, in addition to winning all the states that he's favored to win, the president will sweep through the battleground states of Florida, North Carolina, Iowa, Georgia, Texas, and Arizona, which leaves us with the most important state in the union for 2020, Pennsylvania. It holds the key. Now, the most recent aggregate poll numbers reveal that Biden's once formidable 9-point July advantage has shrunk all the way down to within the margin of error. This is exactly what happened last go around. You know, people are asked these poll questions and they don't answer honestly or they don't respond. Now, towards the end, you get more people invested in this election saying, yeah, you know what, I'm going to vote for Trump. So, in 2016, Trump won this state by less than 45,000 votes. My prediction is in 2020, it'll be even closer. It'll be less than 45,000. But I do believe Trump is going to figure out a way to steal the state and grab the necessary electoral college votes to actually win. So, again, I went round and round. I did a number of different simulations. In fact, really quick, before I give you the final thought, the final numbers, I did, like, hours and hours of work on this. I actually enjoy doing this. I enjoy numbers, crunching them, all that goes along with that. On Saturday night, like at midnight, after literally spending 5 hours on this stuff, 4 hours, four and change, I could not get away from a scenario where it would be 269, 269. Right? It just kept coming back, 269, 269. And I'm like, oh, man, what a catastrophe that would be if they end up being tied. And then I sort of got away from it for a couple of days. And then I went back on Tuesday and he re-ran some stuff. and I did it all over again. And then I sort of just flipped a stay. I said, you know what? Because in my original model, I thought, you know, maybe he doesn't win Pennsylvania. Maybe he doesn't. But from, like, Saturday to Tuesday, I saw such a marketable increase in numbers and enthusiasm in the state of Pennsylvania. I said, you know what? Trump's going to win Pennsylvania. And so I went from this tie, and I looked at a couple other states, and I switched it all around. So I went away from the tie at the very last minute. And my official prediction, on-the-record prediction, and I write a column for a paper here in Connecticut, and I posted it up there, is I think Trump's going to win 279 to 259. Now, some of you out there, I'm sure, are much more optimistic. A lot of you probably think that he's going to win much easier than that. I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be a struggle. I think we're going to be fighting the fight. I think, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, we're still not going to know who the winner is. You know, even Pennsylvania, this very key state that we're talking about, Pennsylvania, with the late voting now and this legal decision that happened here in the last 48 hours where you can actually get votes counted that have come after the deadline, which is absolutely insane to me. You know, we may not get an answer from Pennsylvania for 3 or 4 days, 5 days, which is nuts. Absolutely nuts. But that's my prediction. I think Trump has resurrected himself. I think 6 weeks ago, I may have had a different opinion. I do think I look at the enthusiasm. You don't get 30,000 people every single time you have a rally for nothing. People are invested. I think also people look at Biden as a flawed candidate, as a deficient candidate, as someone who just is not or no longer capable to lead at this level. So there you go. Trump is going to win. Very small margin, but he's going to figure out a way to win this thing on Tuesday. All right, I got to take a quick break. We're cranking things up. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nano-silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than 0.5 gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value, so you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root and Liberty Healthshare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty Healthshare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty Healthshare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy, and I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month, and for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
Welcome back. It is the USA Radio Network, the show, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allyn Root is the host. He'll be here after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining me. You know, at least once during an hour, I try to break from the normal politics, and try to sort of go off in a different route. So let me just share a couple things with you. The pandemic has led to a whole new list of terms to describe unique dating situations. What am I talking about? Well, for example, if you're somebody who likes to date online, which I've never done, right? I got married really before the whole online thing took off, so I don't know what it's like to search for your soulmate online. But there's a term now out there called COVID-worthy, which is stolen from the show Seinfeld. Remember, if you remember Seinfeld, if you're a fan, you know that Elaine found these sponges for, you know, reproductive reasons, and they were limited in supply, so a guy had to be sponge-worthy in order to sleep with Elaine. So now they're going with COVID-worthy. A quality potential match should be COVID-worthy in order to take that shot to meet them in person. There is a term called sexual distancing, which I guess means that when you heroically pause your sex life so you don't spread the coronavirus. A virtual date, of course, held on Zoom or FaceTime, where I guess people spend time together on some fake dates. So there's so many different variables to COVID infecting so many different people. It's crazy, right? Only 46% of people say they will actually go back to shaking hands once the pandemic is over. 26% will not. I got to be honest with you. If I'm out in public, right, I don't even think about it. But somebody comes up to me and they extend their hand, say, hey, listen, I listen to the show. I love the show. I love you doing this. I shake. I just shake. What can I tell you? The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wrapped up a 19-month investigation yesterday into a million-dollar flying squirrel trafficking ring. Seven people have been arrested for illegally trapping protected flying squirrels and setting up an elaborate scheme to sell them in South Korea. So, I mean, are they selling them to South Korea so they can eat them? Is that what they're doing? I'm very, very bummed out about that. I had a flying squirrel in my house once. It's a true story. I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it got in. And, you know, when I talked about this on the air, everybody started giving me their opinion on this stuff. And then in the end, though, I don't know, like, I wasn't infested. There wasn't a bunch in my house, just one. And I kind of wish that I didn't kick, I caught him and I kind of let him out the front door. I would never hurt him. But I wish I kept him because I think he wanted to be there. And he leapt off of the curtain rod and he was flying in the air for like 2 seconds. It was the neatest thing. It really was. Hey, you know, maybe your vote won't make it to where it has to be, but you can actually send a coconut, a potato, a sombrero, and a brick through the U.S. mail. You just have to make sure it's correctly posted with the correct amount of postage on it. I'm not making that up. I'm really not making that up. And finally, Pulp Fiction, one of the great movies of all time, was in theaters. Listen to this. This is going to make you feel old. Closer to the moon landing than it is today. It came out in 1994, which was 25 years after the moon landing. We are now 26 years after 1994. Isn't that nuts? Make you feel old? All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Florida, saying President Trump is putting folks' life in danger by holding big rallies.
President Trump's super spreader events, and he's spreading more virus around the country and here in Florida today. He's spreading division and addition, division and discord. We need a president who's going to bring us together, not pull us apart.
Biden providing no evidence regarding the super spreader claim. President Trump campaigning as well in Florida, the president in Tampa touting the economic comeback.
We created the greatest economy in history, and now we are doing it again.
His policies would create a depression, and he wants you to surrender our country. That's what he wants to do. He wants you to surrender our country to China, to all of these other countries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root's Cornerstone is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living, and that leaves you with one choice: protect and preserve your future savings, your future standard of living, your children's future. How do you do that with precious metals? Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar, meaning the dollar you take out of your wallet, buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and your future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. For Wayne Allen Root listeners only, Cornerstone Asset Metals will waive all transfer costs up to a $1,000 value. So you will open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is making this offer. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. You've already got an IRA. Do it for zero cost. CornerstoneMetalAssets.com. For more information, CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. And let them know Wayne Root sent you.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Wayne Allen Root will be here after the top of the hour. And this half hour is themed by the Heritage Foundation. And one of my favorite guests to bring on is right down there, smack dab in the middle of all the Washington chaos, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. So this Hunter Biden story, apparently, it doesn't mean anything, does it, Tom?
If it meant something, you would think that the journalists, quote-unquote, that are traveling with Joe Biden in his campaign would ask him questions about that. Where is our video of Joe Biden speaking to these allegations that are on the biggest news channel that the most Americans are watching? It is a story. It is a massive story. And the media's complicity in the cover-up is just as big of a problem. The first thing that happens was Twitter and Facebook buried it. Remember that?
Right.
Twitter and Facebook would not let that story be posted on their websites. And now we've got everybody in the media, with the exception of a few outlets, completely ignoring the story. It's a cover-up. They think that they can get away with it for another 6 days and nobody will ask the tough questions. And look, third party neutral observer, don't you want an answer to this? Don't
Absolutely.
You want Joe Biden to emphatically deny it? He might be president. You want him to emphatically deny it no matter who you are, but he hasn't. And I wonder if that means that's because he can't.
As an American citizen, right? I've been thinking about this all day and I've been saving it to now because we get, you know, going round and round on this. But as an American citizen, I demand answers to these issues. I demanded answers when Donald Trump was being raked over the coals. I wanted truthful answers. I want truthful answers now.
When Trump has a typo in a tweet, the media has a meltdown. This week, Joe Biden thought Donald Trump's name was George, and everybody ignored it. If that isn't evidence of a double standard, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
It is insane. And by the way, all of the stuff about Russia and all of the things that, you know, Russia, that the media said, almost every day for 4 years, Donald Trump has gone on Twitter and emphatically denied it. And we don't have that from Joe Biden, and we don't have that from Hunter Biden. If I stand accused of the things that they stand accused of, there isn't a political consultant in this country that could keep me from going in front of the microphone and saying, that ain't true. That's not me. You've got it wrong. I don't know why we don't have that yet. It's stunning.
Is this guy, Bubba Litsky, trustworthy? I mean, can we believe what he had to say?
I don't know. I mean, that's part of the reason we want the media to look into this,
right?
is to know who's who, what their history is, what their motivations are. I don't have any reason not to believe him, but
right.
And again, I don't have any reason to believe him. So This is why, you know, this is one of the great things about America is that we have a media to go out and expose the truth. And that's why this is so frustrating, is we aren't seeing any energy or effort by the people that are supposed to, you know, be hungry for the truth. Apparently they don't want it in this case, and that's why it's so frustrating.
It's supposed to be the media's job as the fourth wall. That is supposed to be what they're supposed to do. They should be thirsty for the truth and always want to get out there and get it. And even if this story turns out to be half true or a quarter true or 10% true, the idea that it's out there is a story in itself that should be covered by everybody.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And it should be covered that Facebook and Twitter covered it up. And it should be covered that Joe Biden hasn't answered the questions on it. It should be covered that we haven't heard from Hunter Biden on it. It should be covered. And by the way, I think you would want transparency and sunshine if you're Joe Biden. You would want, you know, hey, take a look at everything I have. Here's all of my documents. Let me do a press conference where I answer every one of your questions and we put this behind us. The strategy, it's like prevent defense, right? We're going to let them have 10 yards, but we're not going to let them score. We're just going to ignore it for 6 days. And I don't know. That doesn't always work. Ask the Falcons. That doesn't always work.
Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation joins us with so much to talk about. All right, let's move to the election. Last go-around in the presidential election, we had somewhere north of about 128 million people cast their ballots. Right now, as of early this morning, 75 million cast their ballots. That group, that silent group, they seem to think that the Democrats are going to come out early, the Republicans will come out the day of the election. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, that is what they say, that Democrats typically do much better in early and absentee voting. Democrats and diehards vote early. That's what they used to say. I think that's probably true. If you look at polls about COVID fear and behavior in response to COVID, Republicans are reacting a lot differently than Democrats. So it makes sense. It also points to very high turnout. On both sides of the aisle, there's a lot of states where they let you know the party affiliation of the people that have turned out, and it's high on both sides. It's high for Republicans and for Democrats. I don't know. There's nothing that has been completely revealing in the early results. One, because we don't know who these people voted for. At best, we know their party affiliation. The votes will not be counted no matter what until election night. And I got to say, I mean, this thing is wide open. Anybody who is predicting one result over the other, I think is bringing in the potential they're going to look really stupid on Wednesday, because I really think this thing is wide open.
The third party candidate in last election, believe it or not, actually had an impact in some of these states. I mean, if you look at, you know, Gary Johnson in Pennsylvania, where Trump won by less than a percentage point, he got almost 150,000 votes. What's the impact in this election with the third party candidates?
We're talking about huge numbers of votes going to third party candidates in states where the election is going to be decided by a very small number of votes potentially. So it definitely could have an impact. One thing you've got to, who votes for third party? A big chunk of voters that vote for third-party candidates are partisans that don't like their party's choice. So never Trump Republicans or anti-Hillary, anti-Biden Democrats. And I don't know which of those two is bigger. Looking back on 2016, there were a lot of anti-Hillary Democrats that voted for a third party. There were a lot of never Trump Republicans that rather than voting for a third party, wrote somebody in. So I think it's hard to know at this point other than to say, it sure could have an effect, especially if it's tight and especially if the election's contested.
We're talking with Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. You can go online, heritage.org. All right, so you don't want to make an official prediction today?
I think the media is way too optimistic about Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump has a real chance. I think this election is razor thin. I think he's got to win. Pennsylvania is the big one he's got to win. That also, you know, that assumes he wins Iowa, Georgia, North Carolina, Florida, Arizona. But then if he can win Pennsylvania, he's going to win this thing. I think the media is too confident about Joe Biden. But I'm saying that with caveat, because this is close. I mean, you know, it is a tie score going into the fourth quarter.
All right. One more thing, and I'll let you go. I appreciate it. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation joining us. Do you think the day after November 4th, 2020, we will have a clear idea of who is going to be the president of the United States?
I think we're going to have a final decision, although we have been saying that in this conversation that Pennsylvania is going to be the swing state, and Pennsylvania can keep counting ballots after Election Day. There can be ballots that come in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in Pennsylvania, and we're not going to know how many ballots there are outstanding. And so it may be that we're talking about a race that's too close to call in Pennsylvania, and that is the swing state in the Electoral College. That's not a guarantee, but that's a real possibility.
All right, Tommy, I'm out of time. Thank you very much. The great Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Check it out today. All right, you want to reach me? It's really easy. LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. I try to answer each and every one of the emails that get sent to me. I certainly read it. We do our best to respond, and we appreciate each and every one of you out there who take time out to pen us a letter. Well, it's actually not penned. It's just kind of punching a bunch of keyboards, but we appreciate that nonetheless. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. On USA Radio Network, flagship station, KBET 790 AM. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how obsessed I am with health. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked, restricted blood flow. 1 million bottles sold in Canada. This is their first foray into the American market on my show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. The powermall.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and for the first hour here tonight, I've got a couple of guests here from the Heritage Foundation, and we'll kick it off with Dr. Pham. And the doc's got a brand new column out right now. Politicians embracing lockdown tactics should show their work. Hey, Doc, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Are you convinced that politicians are ready to lock us down again or no?
I think certainly some are. Some are trying to get things going, but it's sort of a mishmash of things. But, you know, I'm from California, and there are parts of California that are threatening to go back into lockdown if they don't meet the metrics that Gavin Newsom has set out.
What do those metrics look like? Because it seems like it's almost impossible to meet those, isn't it?
Right. So the metrics, the highest level that you can get, or like the best performance that you can get, you're still under limitations with occupancy restrictions. But the best performance you can get is a county with one case per 100,000, which is an extremely low metric. You know, we don't even hit that with influenza during the off season. So this is essentially leaving an impossible metric to meet unless the virus is completely gone or just disappears the way the original SARS did. But, you know, while we're in this pandemic, it's basically going to be impossible for California to hit that level.
These lockdowns, these shutdowns across the country, they've absolutely crippled economies in different states. Yes, we have to stay healthy, but at what cost if we've got nothing to come back to?
Right. The economy is already taking a huge hit from this. And, it's not just an economic matter. It's also a health matter, too. There's a lot of people who are suffering in many ways. There's, you know, people have been talking about the mental health issues. That's right. Certainly a major consideration. I forget which state, I believe it was Maine that hit, they've already hit the suicide numbers from the previous year in this month, right. And we still have two more months of this. So that is a huge amount of suffering that's being caused right now. And then other health concerns too. Like so many people are putting off cancer screenings, and that's going to be a major issue because I've had a friend who just recently had something evaluated, and she probably couldn't have gotten in earlier in the year when it could have made a difference.
Dr. Kevin Pham is our guest this morning. We appreciate his time. Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. So fatality rate is 1% or lower in some cases. And somehow now the flu has been eradicated. Nobody is getting the flu anymore. Can you explain both of those and the significance of that?
Well, you know, I actually don't remember what the overall mortality rate, the fatality rate is, because it doesn't make a lot of sense to look at the overall fatality with COVID-19. So I've mostly been looking at the age specific rate.
Right.
And for most of the age groups, anyone under 49 and under, the rate is less than 1%. You know, it starts climbing from there.
Right.
But you know, for anyone under 19, the rate is a thousandth of a percentage point. So it's extremely low. And then with influenza, influenza has benefited a lot from the measure that we've taken for COVID. It transmits in roughly the same manner. And so a lot of measures that we have taken would also decrease the rates of transmission for influenza. But with all these things, we have ways of treating the people who do get it. And it's time to start being a little bit more comfortable with the case numbers, because the case numbers can rise. But if the case rises and the hospitalizations and the deaths remain relatively depressed, then, you know, then we may have just defanged this virus.
In the big picture, I mean, would it be better for us, instead of locking down zip codes, would it be better for us just to lock down or quarantine or keep out of harm's way the folks who are most susceptible to this?
That's generally going to be the best way of doing it. But what we've found, too, is that a lot of the lockdown behavior is actually just personal behaviors. People who take the information that they had available to them, and then changing the way they act based on that. And so the government lockdowns, what they really did was impose an additional level of restriction that may or may not have been warranted. And it's something that didn't actually, that we don't see help very much. The lockdowns were, or rather the depression in case rates probably had more to do with personal behaviors. And so if you have someone who is, you know, is at risk in your family, then you're going to behave differently than someone who is, you know, living on their own in an apartment full of young people. So I think we should increase the amount of trust that we have in the regular Americans to do what's best for them, so long as we give them the information to decide for themselves.
His name is Dr. Kevin Pham, and we appreciate it. Heritage.org. You can go online and take a look. His latest column, once again, is titled, Politicians Embracing Lockdown Tactics Should Be Required to Show Their Work. Doc, I wish we had more time, but I do have to go. Wayne Allen Root is here. My hour has come and gone. Don't you dare change that dial. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
See?